including yourself. And feel these nuts, cause
no one's ready to deal with us.
Right.
No escaping this. No escaping this.
Worldwide.
No escaping.
No one's ready to deal with us.
Don't be humble, it's better to pull. Believe you eligible, get left like a vegetable. Man, it's crazy and there's no escape. It's turned into a police state. The average cat don't even know it's fake. Walk around like he hurting something. And it's
welcome,
nothing
welcome,
that he
welcome.
Got
it is the third week in November, and this is your Minority Sports Report. As always, I'm Julian, and I'm joined with Big Black.
What up, Big Black?
And Elliot is still MIA. But
MIA.
He's got to make that real dollar, because we don't get paid for this.
Yeah, he's making real dollars.
Dollar.
Which makes sense. Oh!
Hell, even when your podcast is really good, it's hard to get paid for.
Yeah, I know. It is. We do this for the love of the fucking doing it.
So, as always...
What's up, guys? Follow us on Twitter, at TMSR. Report. I guess it's report. TMS report.
TMS report.
Or follow me, at the Beatnik, whatever. I'll tell you how to spell it later.
Or at Julian C. Mitchell.
And then you can follow us, and then follow the freaking podcast.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But whatevs. But yes, so we've got we missed a week, so we missed all the Richie Incognito stuff, so we're gonna have to hit on that.
Oh yeah,
and
Richard.
Well, I think I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. There's lots of football to talk about.
Lots and lots of football.
Stuff I'm happy about. Stuff I'm not so happy about. But yeah, and then, I don't know, sport, the hockey, maybe. Maybe we'll hit on some hockey. There's some baseball, maybe, to be talked about.
Baseball, maybe?
Maybe. Just
an UFC?
Interesting note about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We can talk about UFC. I watched my first UFC pay-per-view match.
I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud.
So, yeah.
We've actually never talked UFC on this podcast.
We never have. We can talk at this time. Do you want to open with UFC now?
We can open with UFC. I didn't see the fight, but I read all about it. It was George St. Pierre versus Johnny Hendricks.
George St. Pierre is French-Canadian.
French-Canadian.
The worst kind of Canadian. There, I said it. Bring it on, Quebec. I'm calling you out. Not that John St. Pierre can kick my ass.
George
St.
Jorge.
Couldn't kick my ass with one hand tied behind his back.
With both hands tied behind his back.
Probably.
He can beat my ass by looking at me.
No. But I saw the fight. It was the first UFC event I've ever really watched. I watched it with some people who were really into it. I heard the term trading heavy leather a lot last night. It was the first time I'd ever heard that phrase.
Oh, this is so great.
But that was a phrase I learned last night. That means to punch really hard to have a good fisticuffs amount. It was entertaining. I'm not a big UFC fan. John, you love the UFC.
I do. I haven't been watching it a lot lately because that's what the job.
Yeah,
we have. But I've been a fan of the UFC since black boxes were a thing, because cable wasn't digital yet. It was still analog, and I remember watching the first UFC, just being blown away, but, yo, you can do that to somebody? Holy shit, this is way better than boxing. In my opinion, boxing's great, don't get me wrong, but I like UFC better.
Yeah, but the
I should say fight, MMA. Excuse me.
Yeah, MMA. But the title fight involved George St. Pierre and Johnny Hendricks.
Yes.
And basically, I haven't seen UFC or much MMA in my life. I'm fairly new to it. It looked like Johnny Hendricks won the match. At the end of the fight, the current George St. Pierre is the current champion, welterweight champion.
I couldn't tell you what weight class he's in.
I think it's welterweight,
really like him, to be honest.
But he is 150 pounds, 170 pounds, something like
that. Yeah, he's... I think it's...
that weight class.
Yeah, whatever.
His face looked like he had been in a fight and lost, because it was bloody and puffy and cut.
Yeah, he was
and
cut.
And the other guy's face was pristine. And, did, you know, no swelling, no, man, and, you know, it just looked like the other guy won the fight, and it ended in a split decision, which two judges said that the current champion retains his belt, and, yeah, I mean, I don't know, as a first-time UFC fighter or viewer, I think that's horrible for them, because I was like, well, that kind of makes it seem like this sport is bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm glad, you know, that it was your first time. So, like, getting your views and thoughts on this shit is amazing, because, you know, it's your first time. So, like, it's, if you know, you may or may not know this, listeners, like, when you have boxing or whatever, any kind of fight, and there's judges, the judges are provided by a state commission, you know. So it's from state to state. And whenever there are fights in Vegas, they usually have funny endings, you know. And it's pretty shitty for the sport, because it's not the sport's fault, you know.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that the judges were state commission.
Yeah, it's all state commission.
I was just like, well, what, you know, if, you know, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it sucks. It gives the sport a bad image, because, again, it's like, this is your first. You don't know this shit. You don't watch it. Why the fuck should you know that? You know, this sport sucks. It's corrupt. You know.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's a big problem I have with soccer.
Yeah, but soccer has been proven. So is, but
that's another podcast. But yeah, it was. But other than that, other than the controversial ending, it was cool. I'm not like, you know, I'm not gonna be a hardcore fan, but I certainly saw some cool stuff. Saw a couple guys get knocked the fuck out.
What was that? Chael Sonnen got knocked out by Rashad Evans.
Yeah, and it's just you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yo, seeing people get knocked out is the shit.
Just the like, there's always that like first punch where it's like, they're like right about to get knocked out, and then the second punch comes in, and the look on their face in the between the first and second punch, I'm just like, oh man, they have no fucking idea.
No.
They're like, oh, that hurts so much. Oh, here comes another one. Boom. And then it's just like, you wake up, and they're like, I taste paint in my toes. They're like, all right, he's concussed.
Oh shit. Yeah, it's. I love it. I'm going to be straight up. I fucking love seeing people get the shit beat out of them.
It was
especially getting kicked in the fucking head. Oh, I love that shit.
But, I mean, while I wouldn't count myself as a convert, it was an interesting experience, and I definitely get it.
Yeah.
Like, and I definitely understand the appeal. And but
it's a fucking blood sport!
Yeah. We'll be ordering the pay-per-view. That's what I'll leave it at. But yeah, that happened last night, so let's move on to today.
And,
oh, there's so much to talk about.
All right, there was this hockey happened and basketball happened. We'll talk about that, not today.
Well, I mean, we could.
I don't know. I don't care. I just want to acknowledge that those sports exist, and that's it for right now.
The Avalanche.
This is the NFL season.
Yeah. The Knicks are doing badly, I think.
Yeah, the Knicks are sucking. The Celtics
sucks.
Are doing pretty shitty, but that was to be expected.
The Nuggets are doing mediocre, which is also to be expected. Avalanche are on a two-day skid.
Bruins are alright.
Hockey.
And
Winter Classic's coming up, so
we'll talk about that.
But let's move on to the meat and bones.
The meat and potatoes.
Yeah, the meat and potatoes. That's even better than meat and bones.
Ooh, what are we, dogs? No, sir.
Which game you want to talk about first?
Oh, shit, that's right. I need to. Let me pull this crap up.
Because you know what game I want to talk about.
Well, yeah, I know what game you're going to talk about first, so we might as well, because I always start that shit off. We normally start off with Thursday, but not today. Not today.
I want to talk about the Sunday night game in which Denver...
My sleeper team... Lost!
Lost to a respectable 9-1.
A respectable? Man, that's like godly this season right now.
But the Denver Broncos beat division rivals and undefeated Kansas City Chiefs in a 27-17 victory at Mile High.
Which I called 10
John,
points.
John did call it. John had a 10-point spread. 8-10. I had 10-4. Well, no, I had 14. Yeah, I had two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns.
I had 2 touchdowns, and for a while,
It was pretty close, man.
But the Broncos pulled it out. They showed that they're the better team, which is not surprising because I think everyone thought that.
Yeah.
But mostly, I'm just happy because it'll shut the Chiefs fans up for a little bit, at least till we lose an Arrowhead in a couple of weeks. I don't know if we're gonna win that game. Frankly, I don't know if we're going to win the next 2 games.
I don't think the next game is going to be a win. But we'll talk about that later. Still on Sunday night.
But the Broncos are for the first time in first place of the AFC West. By record, the best division in football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, far and away.
You know, it's nice to be a Broncos fan and back at top.
Back on top, like it was. Shut up.
Hey, I had to listen to fucking people from Jefferson City, Missouri. Give me shit about the goddamn Chiefs. And now, for at least the next couple of weeks, I can gloat.
Hell yeah.
But the Pats were on a bye, so we can't.
Pats were on a bye, which is why I'm.
Well, no, they're playing tomorrow night. They're playing.
Oh my God, they were on a bye last week because we skipped last week, and that's what we were talking about. That's why I'm wearing a Celtics jersey today, though, because the game's tomorrow. I'll be wearing my Pats shit. Why are you wearing that shit today? Because the game's today. I don't have to say that shit so much tomorrow, but that's what happens when you wear a shirt that's not fucking Denver out here.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's not you. It's just it's the dumb ones, to be honest. That's just people are dumb everywhere. So, but yeah, it was a good game. It really was. First half was, typical Broncos game, suck fest. What was unexpected were all the 3-and-outs and all the fucking punts to start the fucking second half.
Oh yeah.
That shit was crazy. I was not expecting that at all.
But
again, a win is a win.
A win is a win, and the Broncos, for right now, they are number one.
And you can have that shit.
And I can enjoy it. I will.
Fucking
I will
enjoy it. Because next week, when they come to Boston, it's like fucking 20 degrees with 100% humidity.
All right. NBC is already like, oh my God.
We're salivating. They call it the, what is it?
We're gonna pay for a community season with this game right here.
What was it, Manning Brady 14.
Yeah,
it looked like a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, they had it in Roman numerals. Crazy. Manning Brady, and they had all the stats from the previous years. And
oh my God, this shit's nuts. But hopefully, I hope it's a good game. I really do.
No, I think it will. They're good teams.
All shit talking aside, obviously I want the Pats to win, but like I really just want a good game. I just want a good game, and then I also want the fucking just.
If we win that, I'm okay with losing an Arrowhead.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. And that's kind of rolling into the week ahead. If they lose in New England, they have to win an Arrowhead.
Yeah.
But if they win in New England, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. No.
But again, I think...
But it's also just from a standpoint. New England's a better team than KC.
Yeah. Well, way better. And that's why I'm 10 points at home? I don't know, man. But we were earlier... Again, jumping ahead, we will get back to this week's games. I was okay, this guy cancels out this guy. Patriots, Broncos on offense and defense, And the only anomaly is fucking Rob Gronkowski. And if he plays like how he plays, I don't think the Broncos defense... It's all on Peyton Manning. If Gronkowski has a good game, it's all on Peyton Manning. It's all on him.
Yeah, and that offense, and just I think it could be a shootout. It could be like Dallas Denver too.
That'd be so great.
They're just slinging the ball down the field. That'd
be great.
Because the defenses can't do shit.
Yeah, fucking time.
Hurry.
All right, but bringing it back this week.
What's the biggest story besides KC Denver?
Let's start with Thursday. Colts Titans. Colts came back, stole that game.
Which is what they've been doing. That's their MO this season.
Stole that game.
And just it's like, I have Andrew Luck as my fantasy quarterback in one of my leagues, and Tom Brady is my other quarterback. And this week I played Tom Brady, and then for three quarters, I was so happy I played Tom Brady. I was like, ha ha ha! Oh, Julian, you're so smart. This will be great. But nope. Then Andrew Luck goes and scores three fucking touchdowns in one fucking quarter.
Fucking stole that game.
That's the Colts. The Colts are a very, very good team.
Yes.
Because
immensely talented.
Because it doesn't matter how down they are.
If that proved that. Reggie Wayne is a huge asset, but he's not.
He's not the offense.
But it is the Titans.
But and they're still shifted. They lost to Jacksonville.
But still, like, you know, he put the game on his shoulders and he came through. You know.
Yeah.
When he ran that shit in, that fucking rushing touchdown, and I was like, yo, he's a fucking quarterback.
Yeah.
How are you psyching out niggas like that? That do this for a living, and you're only in your second year.
He's
like, God, he's a fucking beast.
And fuck Indy. Fuck
you guys. Yeah, fuck Indy.
You know, we had 10 fucking... No, we had 15 fucking years in between John Elway and Peyton Manning. You have one shitty season. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. We're going home.
We're going to take our franchise quarterback and leave. Fuck you.
All right. But yeah, so that was 30-27.
Indy stole that game.
I'm going to talk about... I just have to bring up this fucking... What was it? I would have to call it the shit bowl that happened in upstate New York. Because who the fuck cares about the Jets or the Bills?
Isn't this the Jets, though? Isn't this the Jets season? Like,
the Jets who beat the Patriots, you know... And who else did they beat? They beat another like fairly decent team.
Yeah, hold on, let me look up their schedule already.
But they only scored 14 points, and Bills smashed them with 37. I don't know how true this stat is as of right now, but before the game, the Jets had 18 turnovers total on the season, and 17 were provided by Geno Smith. That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts. Geno Smith, I don't know, man.
That is crazy.
Well, he has like 3 interceptions a game.
It's crazy. I know.
Because like when he is bad, he is awful. And at 5-5, the Jets are still in second place.
Yeah.
In the
AFC. 5-5, a 500 team, and he's still the better choice, the option over Mark Sanchez, which is fucking.
Do you realize the Raiders are only a game out of the sixth wild card spot? The Raiders.
Yeah, who they beat the Texans 28-23. The Texans, man. God damn, I did not see this train wreck at all.
Oh, man, it's just...
In the beginning of the season.
It's ungodly. It's just what happened. They're the same fucking team that went 11-4 or...
Whatever the fuck they did.
11-5, maybe?
Some shit, yeah. Yeah.
It was like 11-5, like something like that. 12-4, something like that.
And I think 12-4, that sounds a little better. Yeah. But yeah, still. The same goddamn team.
And it's just like they can't fucking buy a win.
You know why? Because they sucked for so long that they did something mediocre.
They were at home, too.
I think they call it a Super Bowl hangover. But they only made it to the playoffs. Same shit
can
be said.
They're 2-8.
Yo, they lost 8 games in a row, I think, now. I think this is 7 or 8 games in a row.
They lose to the fucking Raiders at home.
Or did they win last week? I don't fucking remember, man.
Houston? No, they did not win last week.
Because I'm like...
Okay, so they beat San Diego.
It's been 8 losses then, right?
I'm trying to see.
Hold on, there's one app I have somewhere. It has that shit on.
No, they won. Yeah, you're right.
What, it was 8 in a row they lost?
Yeah, 8 in a row, because they won their first 2 games and then
and that was it.
Yeah, they lost every 2 games since then. I thought there was a win in there.
No, you're fine, man.
Yeah, you're right. They've lost every game since the second game of the season. They haven't won in 2 months.
Yo. And J.J. Watt is having a beast season too, which is fucking crazy.
Because he's still J.J. Watt. Because
J.J. Watt's a beast.
Yeah, I like J.J. Watt so much.
Me too. It's like, god damn it, I want them to do well. I really do. I do.
To a certain degree.
No, I want them to do well because I'm like, the more competition in the AFC, the sooner these announcers can shut the fuck up about the NFC being the most competitive fucking...
Yeah, but it's competitive because they're a more mediocre team.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. There are gaps between the first and third.
Yeah, because like AFC. It's just like AFC, there's like the cream of the crop and just like everybody else.
Yep.
There's like...
Wow, there are
a few mediocre teams.
Yeah, but like, everything
it's like the bad
shit.
Teams in the AFC are awful.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Jacksonville.
Ugh.
Houston.
Ugh.
You know.
The Jets.
The Jets.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Well, no, they suck. The numbers, they're terrible, man. They're terrible.
Speaking of terrible, Atlanta lost today. And Tampa Bay picked up their second win in a row.
Ugh. Fucking Atlanta, man.
That's are now tied in the division at 2-8. Because that's another train wreck of a season, right? Because it's like Atlanta, everybody was like talking, I mean, Atlanta was my pick to win the
NFC South. Yeah, absolutely. Because we...
I think you...
I love Matt Ryan because I got to see him play a couple times back in Boston when he was in college. And it was, you know, just like, fuck, this guy's going to make it. And he did. You know, so I root for him because... He's not a hometown boy, but he went to college there, so it's kind of like, you know, this is home, I guess, for at least 4 years it was.
Yeah.
You know, so I really want
to
see
him. He still probably gives a bunch of money to Boston.
Yeah,
college.
Like that's, you know, his alma mater. Like that's, fuck, it's Boston. God, it's awesome there. If you've never been to Boston, go to Boston. And if you don't like Boston, don't ever go to New York. Because Boston is a small New York, man. Like, ugh. But anywho,
I like New York a lot
because you have cool people to be with.
That's true.
You know that I take that back. I take that back. If you have people in New York, go to New York. Or if you're just a tourist, go. But if you're just going to New York because you think it's awesome, it'll be awesome for like 2 days, and then the real shit kicks in. They're like, this place smells. It is crowded. It's fucking crazy. But anywho, I really wanted Atlanta to do well this season. But it's again, they made it to the playoffs, and then it's like, oh, we're so big and bad, we got this and that.
Well,
and
I mean, like, Julio and Roddy being injured does not help the situation.
It doesn't help. It doesn't. You're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right.
You know, and it's... And what? They rested their hopes and dreams on fucking Steven Jackson's back?
Why can't I find that goddamn score?
It's 41-28.
Ugh.
They got blown out. Tampa Bay scored 3 touchdowns in the second quarter.
That's so crazy.
Versus 2 field goals from Atlanta.
Yo, why is that not showing up? Oh, there it is. Tampa Bay. Oh, I was looking for Tampa Bay. It says Buccaneers. What a dumb
one. San Diego lost again today.
Yeah, again. And, yo, another thing. I'm just tooting my own horn. No bullshit. The second that game started, I was like, the Dolphins got this.
Yeah, he got this. We were watching it, and he was like, man, Dolphins got this. I was like, I don't know, Phillip Rivers. He was like, nah, man.
And they fucking did it. Yeah. And I think it's crazy because Phillip Rivers, again, fire the coach. It's going to be the turnaround season.
But, yeah.
And it's Phillip Rivers, man. He's okay.
Oh, Phillip. Oh, Phillip, I said in his first interception.
Oh, Phil. If I recall seeing him on the streets, I would call him Phillip.
Phillip!
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 I think we should make this regular.
Call him Phillip?
Oh, just make fun of Phillip. Phillip fun time.
Phillip!
We just talk shit about Phil Rivers for a couple minutes.
Phillip. Now, our segment where we talk shit about Phillip Rivers. Stop having so many kids!
Those fucking babies.
Yeah, how about that, Phillip? Stop having so many fucking kids. Then we can fucking talk. Maybe that's your fucking problem. Hmm?
So many kids.
So many fucking kids. You're like, you can't remember Phillip 1, 2, or 3.
Those are the daughters.
Yep.
All right.
Pittsburgh won again?
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh. 37-27. They stole that game. Yeah, they really did. Because that they were down 10. No. Fuck, how much were they down?
They were down a touchdown.
It was a touchdown?
Yeah.
And then they were up 10 within like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we changed the channel and served a few customers. And I saw on my phone that they were up 10 points. And I was like, no. And they were.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Crazy.
Because, I don't know. But this calls into question, you know, is Detroit for real? Or are they just playing in a decimated division right now?
Again, like we said in the beginning, I feel like Detroit is on the cusp of being... They're good. But the
Steelers
not,
are bad.
Exactly. And the Steelers were bad. But
it was raining. It wasn't Heinz Field.
Yeah, it was an away game. You know, it's just... Shit happens. You lose. You lose. But it's all... You lose. Hold on. I just gotta... Man, that fucking goddamn Saints, man.
Oh, the Saints?
Yeah.
I talk about who dat.
I like the Saints, but not as much as everybody else does, you know. And I was like, I asked Julian. I was like, man, I don't know if I want to lose more. And he was like, the 49ers, man.
I was like, because I love the 49ers.
Which is true. And I'm usually with you, but I was like, man, I don't know. I really wanted the Saints to lose because...
No, they very well could have. I mean, it was a last-second field goal that they won.
Yeah. Last-second field goal, and there was almost a safety at the end of that...
Kaepernick.
Yeah, I'm done talking about them. Honestly, I think the most interesting game of the day, not story wise, you know, is obviously that was the Chiefs game, Chiefs Broncos. The most interesting game was the fucking Bears Ravens game because it got shut down for a few hours, I think, because of
tornado warnings.
Wow.
Yeah. That so shit is there crazy. Were tornadoes on Lake Michigan, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
that shit was like, wow.
They started the game, had to stop in the middle of the second quarter, and basically everybody had to go inside.
Yeah, take shelter.
Yeah. So
went to overtime.
Yeah, at and it went into overtime. But I was looking at my phone, checking my scores, and I was like, why is the Bears... Oh, right. The Bears are still playing because they didn't get swept away by tornadoes. But, yeah, the Baltimore crapped the bed again.
Yep, because they're such a great team.
Yep.
Jamie, oh, yeah, that's right. Half their team is gone. I mean, Ray Lewis.
The soul of their team is gone. I mean, the Bears... Bears won with their backup, which is, you know...
Yeah, that's good.
And if it wasn't at Soldier Field, they wouldn't have, but, you know...
But the game that I thought was really interesting, because I saw the beginning of it, was the Browns versus Bengals. The Browns were beating the shit out of the Bengals that first half of the game. Well, at least the first part that I saw of it. And I was like, Damn, the Bengals. I'm like, man, y'all were on Hard Knocks. I want y'all to win. I like you guys. You know, they were down a couple, I think it was like 7-14 or something like that.
Jesus Christ. They were down 13-0.
Okay.
And then they proceeded to score.
Then they beat the shit out of the Browns, 41-20.
Yeah, they scored 31 points in the second quarter.
That's fucking crazy.
That's nuts. That's...
Jesus Christ, man.
Four fucking touchdowns and a field goal. That is insane. In a quarter?
That's like, it's every time you touch the ball, you scored. But, you know, you scored every time.
Oh, yeah, but the defense did get two, like, pick sixes.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because I had Cincy's D today. Oh, yeah, that's right. They got me 26 fucking points.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, from a D.
That's Kansas City Chiefs
numbers
when they're not playing a good team.
When they're not playing a team that's 500. But
the other blowout turned close game was Eagles Skins.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they beat the shit up out of RG3.
Yeah, but they still only won by 6 points.
No, that's what I mean. Like it was, and it weren't garbage time. Well,
What kind of scored 16
in the fourth, so it's like, at that point, you know, they already quit the defense.
No.
But, oh, God.
I mean, it wasn't a huge, I mean, it's like, you know, a touchdown a quarter. That's not bad. But
no, they didn't score until the fourth quarter, so it was a blowout for a really long time.
That's true. The local station switched away.
They switched it. They were like, we're going to bring you a more competitive game.
Which is Steelers game. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they do that. I mean, at least they have enough fucking decency as human beings to be like, hey, you know what? The Denver market might not want to see Philly or the Skins get the crap kicked out of them by a mediocre Philly team.
Mediocre. So that happened. The Jaguars actually scored the first points because I watched that. For a little while. They scored the first touchdown. And I was like, holy shit. Let me find out Jacksonville's like...
Yeah.
Being for real. And then they were Jacksonville.
And then lost the game. And Arizona has kind of quietly moved into second place.
Yeah.
In the,
6-4, man. That's a decent record right
in
there.
I think they're in second place in their division.
6-4. Yeah, the score was 27-14. The Jaguars are still 1-9. Which is...
Yeah, right now, record-wise, they're tied with San Francisco. I think San Francisco wins the tiebreaker because they beat the Cardinals. But still, both San Francisco and the Arizona are both 6-4. Hey, mobile quarterback era. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Because that is done. Can we stop saying that? Because it's just like, oh.
Dead.
Just give them a year. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
Wildcat's not a thing anymore.
Yep. Because everybody was like, oh, what?
Well, this is how we defend.
Moving on over, we got the Giants versus the Green Bay Packers.
The Packers.
And the Packers got their asses kicked.
Because Aaron Rodgers isn't there.
Yeah.
And the Giants have won four in a row. And I think they're still only two games out of first place.
You know, and the Giants again. Like I said. They get hot when it fucking matters, man.
Oh, man.
I fucking hate the Giants for that shit.
They're two games out of first place. They're not even last in their division anymore.
Yeah, that's fucking four wins.
The Skins. The Skins are last in their division.
Ugh. Ugh.
They went 0-6, and they are not last place in their division. That's how bad their fucking division is.
That's crazy, man.
The only reason Dallas is in second fucking place is because they had a bye week.
Seahawks beat down the Vikings 41-20.
Yeah, because nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That was identical to, what's that other game? The Bengals-Browns score.
Weird.
Weird.
But, I mean, since he's ahead of a commanding lead of that division.
Yeah.
In fact, all the other teams are 4-6. There's a tie for last place.
It's a tie for last. Oh, man. It's a tie for last.
So, you know, since he's been chugging along, they're definitely going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, good God. Yeah. Barring some sort of, you know, meltdown in the next five games.
Oh, and so Monday. Monday night.
The New England Patriots. Against the Carolina Panthers. My word.
Your southern accent is way better.
Yeah, obviously.
Man. So everyone's like, oh, this is going to be a game. Carolina's serious. And everybody, you know, people were like, well, they didn't beat any real teams. And then they beat the fucking, who they beat last week?
Hold on.
Yeah, he'll tell me in a segundo. Because this shit is not letting me be. Come on, are you serious?
They beat the Niners.
Okay, so they beat the 49ers. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was like 10-9.
Yeah.
You know, I think the 49ers were a fucking joke. I thought they were a joke last year, but it's going back to give them a year and they figure it out.
Yep. No, it's...
Prior to that, they beat a bunch of shitty teams. Don't let their record fool you. They're going to get beat down tomorrow.
Yeah.
At home.
I think New England has a... going to win this game. I don't. There's no reason not to. It's just fucking. It's Tom Brady versus Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Cam Newton might be able to score 3 touchdowns, but Tom Brady's going to be able to score 4.
Yeah, he'll score 4 or 5. The defense is better on the Patriots.
Yeah.
They've got more options. Like, it's just. There's just.
I mean, I think. I don't know. I don't think it's going to. I don't know. I don't agree with you that it's going to be a beatdown. I think the Panthers have a decent secondary.
Decent. But I think the Broncos' fucking defense and secondary is way better than the Panthers' secondary. And there's no way the Broncos are going to slow down Gronkowski. So this is my thought process. So with the Panthers and their secondary, they're not going to slow down Gronkowski. They're not going to slow down those rookies, Tompkins and fucking the other guy. I can't even pronounce his last name. Like, Stephen Ridley. Like, they're... It's not... It's going to be a beatdown, man. They're gonna be dejected by the fucking second half. The Carolina Panthers. That's what I'm hoping for.
So what he's hoping for. I see New England winning by maybe 10, 14 points.
Yeah, that's a fucking beatdown, Mr. Broncos.
I never said it was a beatdown. I said they won.
No. I'm saying you're used to fucking like 30-point blowouts.
Yeah.
So 14 points. Last season was a blowout, Julian. Especially at home. That's what I mean. You're going to get beat down. Like, if you win by like 2 touchdowns or even 10 points at home, that sucks for you. But anywho. We're disagreeing on the scores, but yeah, not on the outcome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a win.
So at least it should be. Let's do spread since we
checked. A spread? Yeah. Okay. See, I'm not really good with spreads.
Well, no, you know, how many points within? That's what I mean. How much they're gonna win by?
I'm gonna say the Patriots are gonna win by like 20 points.
20 points.
Yeah.
So they're like.
Because last week, man, they put up 55.
That's true.
Like, they're gonna win by a lot.
20 points. All right. I'm gonna say more conservative. I'm gonna say 10 points. 10 to 14.
I think it's gonna be. It should. I don't know. I see Carolina scoring like 14, maybe 24 points, but no more than that.
No, but I'm just saying. I think. No. I think the Carolina's defense is better than you think they are.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm like, you can't. If you double team Gronkowski, then that leaves everybody.
Yeah, but I'm saying like a touchdown in the first quarter, and then, you know, the Patriots score 28. I'm saying like they win by 28, but, you know, Carolina gets 2 touchdowns in there.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't see Carolina score more than 24 points that game.
I agree.
I think the Patriots can score.
Although I kind of need them to if I'm going to finally win my league.
Well, no, that's why fantasy football is great and it sucks, because you got to root for people you don't want to, and sometimes you got to root against the team that you're fucking love.
Which is why I did not play the Chiefs defense today. I was just like, nope.
No, that's a smart move.
I just can't do it.
Shit the bed pretty hard.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning. I was like, yeah, can't wait for him to get after that ankle. The Patriots are going to eat him up. They just like, nope. Once.
Nope, he was just standing up tall the entire time.
Yep, that ankle all fucking wrapped up in cement.
Awkwardly running.
In semen.
Running around.
That's a crazy picture. That's fucking crazy.
To try to paint a picture with words. Is Peyton Manning about to throw a pass, but he's like sucking in, like it looks like he's sucking in his breath and kind of screaming at the same time.
His like upper lip is curled into his mouth and shit. Oh, it's so fucking weird.
Yeah. He looks super intense though.
Yeah, he does, man. Oh shit, I didn't even fucking realize. Who's number 28? Oh, that's Ball.
Yeah, Ball. He's passing the ball.
Passing the ball to Ball. Speaking of passing the ball.
All right.
I'm going to shit in your mouth.
Final. I'm going to murder your family, John.
See? How is that bullying? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that was the best segue to the entire issue. We missed all the initial
We missed all the drama.
But now it's a good time to talk about it because it's calmed down. We know both sides of the story. We've seen it more from a less of what Donald. What's his fucking name?
John
Martin.
Martin.
And Richie and we've heard Richie Incognito's side, and kind of I mean.
All right.
I don't know. Is
everything to me when I was just like once all the shit came out, you know, I'm just like, seeing the pictures and hearing this shit, Richie Incognito, he's a fucking douchebag. I guarantee you, he's a fucking douchebag. Because he just has that look to him. He just looks like a fucking douchebag. However, everybody has a douchebag friend, you know? And he's that douchebag friend, you know? And it's just like...
No, and it's...
It's
it's something I don't know. I don't... You know, if Jonathan Martin had a problem, he should have spoken to somebody. And, mm-hmm. you know, and... He should have done that because you know if you're joking around with somebody at a certain point you should be able to say hey man that's too
yeah far. That's don't cross that line
yeah or I'm just telling you know I'm done with that
yeah.
And as a friend you should be like okay I respect that was the line, but at the same time I don't know it's just like if you read the texts that I send to my friends or
yeah.
listen to a conversation where we're talking. We say that kind of stuff to each other.
We do.
And it's not threatening. It's not, you know, I'm not really going to murder John's family.
Yeah, and I'm not really going to shit in his mouth.
Yeah.
And that was some of the shit, if you guys don't know, that was some of the transcripts from the text.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on. Really?
Yeah. More really? More racial effort. Epitaph.
Yeah, there were niggas in there
yeah.
and all that shit, but fuck, I know... A lot of white people that say nigger. And to be honest with you, I don't give a fuck. Because it's not malicious. And the second it becomes malicious, is the second somebody's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that. And that's why...
At least our generation.
Right. For our generation. Like
And I think that's the other thing is, you know, a lot of people reporting the story, a lot of people finding out about the story are from our parents' generation. Yeah. Or, you know...
A little even before that.
A little before that, you know. And it's... Probably, I don't know, that in-between generation and whatever.
The unwanted.
Yeah, but it's just...
The greatest generation. Oh, no.
Not the greatest.
Oh, man!
No. you know, it's... They don't understand that.
No, they don't.
And it's...
But it was different, man.
And it's different. And, you know, like, my father would never speak to his friends like
that. Yeah, and I get it. I get it.
And it's... I understand why, but it's at the same time, it's... It's also a family rule, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I speak that way to my friends. I would never say that to a stranger.
No,
or like,
hell no.
You know, someone I didn't know.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, also insane. But, yeah, it's just... Jonathan Martin, if you were feeling bad, you should have talked to somebody. And if that meant leaving the team, then that's fine, man. That's, you gotta do what you gotta do. But...
Yeah.
I don't know. Could you have handled it better? I think he could have.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the big problem is going to be moving forward for him for a team. Is because now the team's
can you keep
like,
it internal?
Yeah, because the team's like, no, this is locker room shit, mm-hmm. you know?
I don't want him in my locker room. No.
No, because it's, you know, good teams keep that mm-hmm. all that shit internal.
And good teams have say in what goes. Like, you know, he's not going to be a good fit for this locker room. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, you talk to the captains before you you know, you get somebody.
You have
or at least, you know,
well the good teams do.
The good teams do.
No,
the good
teams seriously.
Do. Yeah. Because, you know, the players want to feel respected and like their opinion matters. And you know, but I think it's gonna be much harder for Jonathan Martin to get on a team than Richie Incognito.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. Especially if this was like a 9-to-5 office job, hell no, it'd be the complete other way around.
Yeah.
Completely other way around. But in the world of sports,
and that
brothership, keeping shit internal, being a man about shit.
That fraternity
of... That shit outweighs everything, you know? And like you said, Richie, fuck, everybody on the team was like, oh, well, yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, he says crazy shit, but who doesn't?
Yeah, you know, and that's the, if Jonathan was uncomfortable, he should have talked
to him. Yeah, and it's like, I never witnessed, everybody said they never witnessed anything out of line, which means everybody down there was talking like that.
Yeah.
Including Jonathan, because you can't.
Well, yeah, they showed the text from Jonathan.
Yeah, and it was just like, you can't fucking be part of it for the whole time and then all of a sudden, I'm done. No, give me a warning. You need to stop talking to me like that.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. Yeah. Keep those words out of my, oh, okay, faggot, or whatever he'll say, because Richie Incognito looks like that kind of dude to call you faggot and really mean it.
Yeah, but whatever. At a certain point, I don't know. It's unfortunate it got to the point that it did.
Yeah, it is.
And I think,
there was plenty of other ways that it could have been
handled. It could have been handled. And I think it's, I think it's both parties are partially to blame.
Hell yeah.
Because Jonathan, nobody deserves to be treated that way. But if you didn't like it, you should have said something.
Yeah, you should have said something to the people.
To the coach, the GM, your position coach. Somebody, I don't want to sound like I'm blaming the victim, but it's hard when I'm just like, these are 300-pound guys,
yeah.
This
is, and not only are these 300-pound guys, because there are a lot of softies out of 300 pounds, but this is sports. Shit talking goes on in sports. And if you're in the NFL, that means you've played at least 4 years in college.
Yeah, you didn't shit talk at Stanford. You weren't.
You didn't shit talk when you were in high school or Pop Warner. That's part of sports. It's competitive as fuck, and you talk shit. That's our generation. Well, yeah. I can't speak for everybody.
I don't know.
That's how I feel about it. Just man up, man. If it was really that big of a deal, you should have said something to him first. And if nothing would have happened, kick it up to management.
Yeah.
And then fucking leave.
Yeah, if they don't fucking do anything, then you gotta
go to fucking proper channels. I can't believe I'm saying this shit.
Yeah, talk to your union rep.
Yeah, go to the fucking channels, man.
I don't know. I'm disappointed this had to happen.
Yeah. Jonathan fucked up.
Jonathan. But we're pushing 50 minutes.
We are.
So we're gonna end it here and that. Overall, don't bully, though.
Yeah. Bullying's not cool.
Bullying isn't cool. Unless it's with your friends and they understand that it's a joke.
Yeah.
So make it clear it's a joke.
Make it clear that it's a joke and don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
But
anyway, sure. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at TMS Report, at Beatnik.
At the Beatnik.
At the Beatnik, spelled
T-H-E, the number 1 and the number 3, that makes a B. EATNIK.
And then at Julian C. Mitchell. That one's easy.
Julian C. Mitchell.
So, thanks for listening.
Holler. Follow us on iTunes. Just kidding. You're already listening.